in Brazil, we are waiting for the declaration of the coalition of candidates from the opposition. So we are waiting for their declaration, and I think that's going to happen in the next hour.
What do you expect them to say after Ali Ben Bongo was declared the winner?
I think that they will, first of all, reject the validity of that election, because that, on Saturday, they have already said something in that way. And they say that all the results that have been published were fake results. So they said it on Saturday. And I think that this morning, they will just, in my mind, they will just confirm that position. It will be a position of non-validity of the results that have been proclaimed.
Desiree, I heard some security forces went to one of the houses of the opposition. What transpired and why did they go there?
What I've learned yesterday is that those people went there yesterday and they asked Mr. Mbobam's supporters. They asked them to move away from that place because that they were on the street. In fact, it is just a kind of it's a small street which lead to Mr. Mbobam's house. It's not really a public street, in fact. So they asked people to move from there and to leave that place because that they want no gathering of more than five people. This is what they say to those people. They are those people ask for a notification for some document a document signed by the headquarters of the military office. But those people hadn't that document. So what the people did was to move inside Mr. Mbobam's house, the residence, if you want. So now, this is what happened yesterday.
President-elect Ali Ben Bongo said that people should remain calm. Why are Gabonese not respecting or paying attention to what the president-elect is saying?
In my mind, I think that we should measure throughout this attitude the fact that if Mr. Ali Bongo has been legally confirmed as the president of Gabon, it remains that the legitimacy belongs to the people. And Mr. Ali Bongo is maybe legal, is maybe the legal president, but he is not the legitimate president. I mean, I think this is the interpretation we can that can be done to that attitude of a people who don't at all respect what he's saying, what Mr. Ali Bongo asked, I think.
Has the opposition said anything about challenging in court the decision of the Electoral Commission to declare Ali Ben Bongo as the president-elect?
You mean challenging the decision of a commission,
yes.
Electoral Commission?
Yes.
In fact, except that declaration on Saturday that I told you a moment ago, we just heard from the main incumbent from the opposition, Mr. Andrew Bobam and Mr. Mambundu. They asked their supporters to resist to any threat from the party in power, from the actual government, in fact. But we didn't hear of any challenging position except of a call to resist.